Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Prophet Rebecca Simmons, and we welcome you to our 1 hour of prayer with New Creation Christian Ministries Church, International Church. We thank God for each and every one of you that are tuning in or that are coming over to even listen to the archives. And we invite you to come out to our location at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, where we come together every Wednesday night at 7:30 for 1 hour of power in our Bible study. It's 1 hour of empowerment. It's our empowerment hour, and we go into the Bible in depth to hear what the Lord is saying to us during this season of the church. And then on Sunday mornings, we have a powerful worship experience every Sunday morning starting at 11 o'clock a.m. And there is so much power in the sanctuary. The Spirit of the Lord truly does abide in the sanctuary at New Creation Christian Ministry. So we invite you to come out on any given Wednesday, any given Sunday, and be a part of the worship experience with us. And then through our online campus here, we have service every Wednesday at 12 noon for 1 hour, a 1 hour lunchtime service where you can come and be blessed during your work day, where you could come and hear prayer, praise music, and a word from the Lord. And we're excited about the online campus. You can join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon by calling this number, 646-652-4832, or you can come through the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/power. That's blogtalkradio.com/power, and you will be right in our online campus and be a part of that noonday service. God bless you. Well, God bless you. We're going to start praying now. And if you need prayer towards the end of the prayer, we'll be opening up the phone lines for you to put in your prayer request. But this is where our church comes together for 1 hour to intercede for the church as well as for our church and our church members and anyone else who is standing in the need of prayer. So let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name more today. Oh, God, you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We praise you, oh, God, because you are the Lord of loving kindness, because you are our God of righteousness and the God of judgment, oh, God. We praise you and we worship you on today because you love us, oh, God. And Father God, because you have called us, oh, God, according to your purpose, would you have already set aside, oh God, good works in advance for us to do. So, Lord, we love you on today, and we come as your servants. We come as your children, oh God. We come, hallelujah, Father God, boldly to the throne of grace, oh God, loving on you, Father God, looking, Father God, for your face, oh God, as the deer panthers for the waters, oh Lord, so our souls longeth after you, oh God. We, Father God, come at the end of our work day, and Father God, we've already been praying without ceasing, and we've already prayed in the morning, and we prayed during the noonday hour. Lord, we're coming, Father God, in the evening, oh God, coming to you, Father God, the end of our work day, just before we settle in, oh God, with our families, just before we sit down on the couch and watch TV, and God, even before some of us have dinner, oh God, we come before you, Father God, seeking your face, Lord, saying thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for guiding our steps, and thank you, oh God, for favor, and thank you for open doors, oh God. Thank you, oh Lord, for healing, oh God. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for power, oh God. Thank you for purpose, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are so mighty, so wonderful, and your plans for us are so great, oh God. Oh God, good plans for peace and not for evil, plans to bring us to an expected end, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your plans, and and the thoughts that you think towards us, oh God, to prosper us and not to harm us. To, Father God, to bring us to that expected end, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are the beginning. You are the end. You know the beginning from the end. You were in the beginning, and you are in the end, oh God, and you know the way that we take, oh God. You know every step. We thank you that our paths are ordered by you, oh God. Hallelujah. And you know every step that we take, oh God. So even now, oh God, we just ask, Father God, that you will continually order our steps, oh God. Continue to direct our paths. Lord, we commit our plans to you, oh God. We commit all of our plans, all of our desires, and all of our ambitions to you, oh God. Lord, we know, Father God, that you will give us success, oh God. Hallelujah. As we delight ourselves in you, as we meditate on your word, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you, Father God, will make our way. You have given us the ability, oh God, to make our way prosperous, and you have given us the ability, oh Lord, to get wealth, oh God. And Father God, you have set blessings before us, and goodness and mercy follow us every day, oh God, of our lives. So Lord, we just thank you for such a blessing. We thank you, Lord, for such a great plan. We thank you, Lord, for such a great gift, oh God. Hallelujah. The gift of life. The gift of life. Zoe, the abundant life, oh God. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking, oh God. Hallelujah. But every need being met as we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, oh God, that you meet every need, oh God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you that we don't have to worry about what we're going to eat and how we're going to pay the bills and, Lord, what we're going to wear, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that every need is met as we seek your kingdom of God and your righteousness, oh God. Hallelujah. That you, Father God, supply all of our needs according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus, that every need is met, that we are blessed in the field and blessed in the city, blessed when we come and blessed when we go, oh God. Hallelujah. And all of these blessings shall overtake us because we love you, oh God, and we are called by your name. So, Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. That every need is met, oh God, that there is more than enough money, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for money in the bank, oh God, even money in the supernatural bank, oh God, that we bring our tithes and our offerings into your storehouse, oh God, that you open up a window, oh God, and pour us out a blessing so big, so much that we can't even receive it, oh Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for blessings overflowing in our lives, for blessings overflowing in our lives from the open heaven, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that the heavens are open, oh Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for what you're doing in our lives. Lord, we love you. We love you. We worship you. We honor you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, oh God. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. There is none like you. And even as my husband, hallelujah, begins to pray, Pastor Anthony begins to pray, Lord, we just thank you that you continue to honor our prayers in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you for the Spirit of Almighty God dwelling in the earth realm in the name of Jesus. Your word says, greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. So, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for the promise of the Holy Spirit invading our territory. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Access the Holy Ghost shall come upon us, and we shall receive power. So we thank you that we have power to forgive, and we thank you that we have power to prosper tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus that we have power to push through problems and circumstances. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for power to come in the name of Jesus and pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the power of prayer and the prayer of faith tonight. We thank you those who are on the line because you said with two or more shall touch and agree, we shall have what we say. And right now, Father God, we are speaking those things that be not as if they were. And we thank you in the name of Jesus that your people are prospering and are in good health. Even as their souls are prospering, in the name of Jesus, Christ, you came that we might have life, and you that we might have it more abundantly, the Zoe life. in the name of Jesus. Ah, somebody's getting frustrated. Somebody's getting discouraged. But the power of prayer right now is regulating their thoughts in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you that you're restoring hope tonight. I thank you that you're restoring a zeal tonight. I thank you that you're rekindling the fire tonight. I thank you in the name of Jesus. Somebody got their dance back. Glory be to God. Somebody get their joy restored tonight. Glory be to God. Somebody in the name of Jesus had that no quit. Hallelujah. Diligence restored in the name of Jesus. Rashaba. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for New Creation Church, the Kingdom Church, located in the city of Elizabeth, New Jersey. Lord, we thank you for every member, every family, every laborer in that local harvest. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the vineyard. Thank you for the seed that you have sown in the city of Elizabeth. Through my wife and myself and the New Creation Church family, I thank you that every need be met in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We plead the blood over every situation. We plead the blood over our family tonight. We plead the blood over our jobs on tonight. We plead the blood, hallelujah, over those who are sick and shut in tonight. In the name of Jesus, you said the blood shall never lose its power. So we plead the blood over every situation, Lord. And we say, have mercy on your children tonight. Have mercy, Lord. We're crying out. We're crying out because Christians are getting frustrated in this hour. But you said in the last days, in perilous times, hearts will wax cold. So in the name of Jesus, we're going to stand on your word. Hallelujah. Because you told us and you reminded us through the scriptures that your word will not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which is sent it to do. Oh, have you not seen and have you not heard that the word of God is living and alive? You said your word is sharp, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even a bone and asunder of the bone and marrow, discerning the thoughts of the heart and the mind. So we thank you for your word tonight. Oh, we're speaking you, we're praying your word tonight. You said you wish above all things that we prosper tonight. You said in your word, Lord, blessed are they who look to you. Hallelujah. You said in your word, we are blessed when we're persecuted. You said in your word, the meek shall inherit the earth. You said in your word, hallelujah, that the last shall be first. I feel God. Ah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we're praying right now. We're praying for this nation. We're praying for our president, Barack Obama. We're praying for First Lady Michelle Obama, the leaders of this great country. In the name of Jesus, we're praying for the first family of these United States of America. In the name of Jesus, we're praying for our Governor Christie and Mayor Booker over in the city of North. We're praying for the mayor of Bloomfield and the city of Elizabeth. In the name of Jesus, we're praying for the entire Senate and the entire Congress. Hallelujah. Assemblymen and congressmen. We're praying for local officials in the name of Jesus. We're praying, Father God, for our school administrators. Glory be to God. We're praying for law enforcement on every turn in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have mercy on our leaders today. Have mercy and remind them of the cross. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that you raise kings. Hallelujah. You said you raise up those in authority. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you have influence of those in leadership. We pray right now for your hand to be, hallelujah, in our leaders, Lord. We pray right now that you have your supernatural, glory be to God, come and invade their territory in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have mercy on this nation. Lord, we need you like never before.
We need you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Not one more home being foreclosed on. And not one more company being shut down. Not one more industry being folded and going under. Not one more, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Not one more bank, Father God, having a scandal. that not one more mortgage company in the name of Jesus doing unethical practices. Glory be to God. Lord, have mercy on this nation.
Yes, Lord.
In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. Guard our children, Father God. Keep them from nudity content on television. Keep them from violent language and foul, profane language. Protect our children from the gangs, Lord. Protect our children, Lord, from drugs and alcohol, addiction. Protect our children from the molester and the pedophile tonight. Oh, I feel God. Protect our children from the rapist that's on trial tonight and praying tonight. Protect our children, Father God, from that violence, that domestic violence spirit that's invading too many homes, even in the church. We come against that spirit of violence right now.
Yes.
And we say, Lord, have your way.
Yes, Lord.
We speak peace to every marriage. We speak peace to every parent. We speak peace, Lord, to every pastor and every clergy. We speak peace, Lord, and a truce between the gangs and our neighborhoods. Lord, let them call a truce and let the violence stop tonight. In the name of Jesus, no more gunfire, no more premature death, hallelujah, no more stabbings, Lord, no more gang violence, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit that's trying to infiltrate our children, that spirit of anger, we cast it down in the name of Jesus, that spirit of unforgiveness. We come against it in the name of Jesus. That spirit of low self-esteem, we come against it in the name of Jesus. That spirit against illiteracy. Our young men who are illiterate, our young girls who are illiterate, we come against that spirit of being frustrated in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, have your way.
Have your way, Lord Jesus.
Have your way tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
So we came praying on behalf of those who don't have a prayer left. We came praying, Lord, on behalf of those who can't conjure up a praise tonight. We came praying, Lord, on behalf of that pastor who lost their ministry. On behalf of that pastor that left the mantle of pastoring. On behalf of that pastor that feels frustrated and feel like quitting. We lift him up right now. We lift her up right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, restore. Restore, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're asking for you to encourage every pastor that you have called. We're asking you, Lord, to keep the fire lit in every pastor that you have ordained from heaven. Lord, allow in the name of Jesus every apostolic, every prophetic house, every ministry, every denomination that's built on the foundation of Jesus Christ, we pray right now for every church. And, Lord, we say, have mercy.
Have mercy, God. Have mercy, Lord.
Have
hallelujah.
We need you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I thank you for my marriage, and I thank you for my wife, but we pray for every marriage that's in trouble tonight.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We pray for every child that's contemplating running away from home, who lives in a dysfunctional home. We pray that you go minister to that child's spirit. We come against that spirit of suicide. People's problems are so overwhelming. That spirit of suicide is not a solution. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And, Lord, we come against the spirit, Lord, that's the Antichrist, that spirit that's trying to come against the things of God,
Lord,
that's trying to invade our churches, that spirit, Lord, that's confusing people about their sexuality.
Yes,
we come
Lord.
Against that Antichrist spirit,
yes,
that
Lord.
Spirit of the occult.
Jesus.
We come against that spirit of the occult right now, that ancient spirit. We come against that agnostic spirit in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We say, Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy, God.
So as we continue this prayer, Lord, We want your blessings to be upon this line. We need your hand to reach down from glory and touch this nation. Turn this economic situation around, Lord. Not one more family losing their home. Not one more job being lost, Lord. Turn this economic situation around in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as my wife continues, or those who are on the line who are led to pray tonight, allow us to pray without ceasing as your word commanded us. Allow us, Lord, to look to the hills which cometh our help. Allow us to continue to cry out and lay prostrate and fast and pray. Because you said, my people who have been called by my name, if they would humble themselves, and if they would pray, and if they would seek my face, you'll heal their land. And we're asking for your divine healing tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, O God. We are your people, O God, according to your scripture, O God. And we're standing interceding on the behalf of your church, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the church at large, O God. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for every pastor that's in the pulpit, O God, for every preacher, O God, for every minister, for every apostle, for every evangelist, for every teacher, O God, hallelujah, for every prophet, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for your church today, for every member, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will help us, O God, Lord, that we will turn from our sins, O God, that we return from following the ways of the world and begin to follow you again, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you alone are worthy. You are the only God, hallelujah, the one true God, and we love you on tonight, Lord. So we pray for your church, God. We pray, Father God, for every pastor, everything that's not like you, O God. We just pray that you would bring it down, O God, that you would let Father God, your eyes not be turned away from the corruption in the church. You said in your word, O God, that you would deal with your pastors, O God. So, Lord, I pray for every person who's hurting, O God, every person in leadership that is hurting, every person in leadership, O God, that's suffering from the pain of the past. I pray for every person in leadership, O God, that's dealing with addiction. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up every person in leadership, O God, that's dealing with any form of sin. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will cleanse them, O God, that you will purge them, O God, and that you will prune them, O God, that you will correct them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that Jesus is coming back with for a church without spot or wrinkle. So we just thank you for your church, and we intercede on the behalf of every church. Lord, lift up the arms of every pastor. Encourage the heart of every pastor. Those who feel like quitting on tonight, O God, there are many who are discouraged, and we ask that you will lift up their arms on tonight, encourage their hearts, give them the ability, give them the desire to keep moving forward, O God. The laborers are few, but the harvest is plenteous, O God. Lord, we pray for laborers. We pray for laborers to come into New Creation Christian Ministries, O God. Lord, there's so much vision that you have given us, so many ministries, O God, that you have put in our hearts. And we pray, Father God, that you will send in the laborers. And not only the laborers, Lord, but send in our sons and our daughters. Send them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, O God. Lord, we call them in. We call in our sons. We call in our daughters. We call in the ministry workers, O God, the ministers, O God, that will do the work of this ministry, that will partner with us, O God. We call in the money. We call in the benefactors, O God. We call in, Father God, those who will labor with us in this vineyard, O God. Lord, we know that you called New Creation Christian Ministries International Church to be your church, O God. So, Lord, we, Father God, the Kingdom Church, O God, are standing here, Father God, in your counsel, Lord, even asking you to give us your pastor's direction on how to proceed forward, O God. Lord, we need to hear from you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for every ministry idea that you have given us. We thank you for every child in the ministry, oh God, for every boy, for every girl, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Father God, that you deposit a spirit of excellence on the inside of each and every member, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give us, Father God, a sense of urgency about this ministry that you have given us to do, oh God. Let us show up and show up on time, oh God. Let us, Father God, roll up our sleeves and work together to do this work that you have called us to do. Lord, we let us work while it is yet day, while we still have time, because we know that the time is short. Lord, we realize that we are in the end times. So, Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you will, Father God, quicken the spirits of those who have you have sent to work with us, oh God. And let us, Father God, even begin to take this work, oh my God, more seriously, oh God. Oh God, let us go forth and evangelize. Put an evangelistic zeal in the heart of each and every member. Lord, that they will go forth and preach this gospel. Go forth and evangelize. Go forth and win souls, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thinking beyond the four walls of the church, thinking outside the box, oh God. Give our members witty ideas, oh God. Give them a zeal for you, a fire, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, send in the new converts, oh God. Those who don't know you, Lord, send in the souls, Lord. Let us go forth and win souls and bring them into your house, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, right now we lift up our prayer requests, oh God. We lift up, Father God, even Father God, name one by one and name by name. We lift up Prophetess Angie Singletary. We lift up Nicole Green. We lift up Linda McCray. We lift up Tara McCray. We lift up the Lord's people, oh God. We lift up Evangelist Elizabeth Page, God. We lift up Evangelist City, Lord. We lift up Minister Leslie Oliver and her children, oh God. Bless, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up to you Shaniqua, oh God, and Zion, oh God. We lift up Daniela, oh God. Hallelujah. And her four boys, oh God. We lift up Sister Carmen, oh God. Hallelujah. And her husband, oh God. We lift up April, oh God. And her husband, Richard, oh God. Lord, we lift up Minister Valerie Allen, oh God. And her son, oh God. Daniel, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up to you Gregory Carter, oh God. We ask that your hand of healing be upon him, oh God. We thank you that by your stripes he is healed, oh God. In the name of Jesus. That there is no sickness in his body, oh God, but you have already stepped in and delivered. That you have already, oh God, taken away the sickness. You said that no sickness will come upon us, oh God. Oh God, we are your children. We lift up Gregory Carter. We speak to his blood, and we regulate his blood cells. We regulate, oh, the bone marrow, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Oh God, hallelujah, for divine supernatural healing, oh God. Oh, Jesus, by your stripes, he is healed, oh God. We lift up Tina Lane's mother, oh God, even now, God, that you will continue to heal her. We speak to her blood and call her blood to come in order, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh, by your stripes, she is healed, God. Oh God, we lift up Tara McCray to you, oh God, even after surgery, oh God. Oh God, touch that young lady's body, oh God, even as she is laying up in the hospital. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for divine healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that she is healed, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We praise you, oh God, for speedy recovery, oh God. Oh God, even miraculous recovery in the name of Jesus. And continue to keep her vital organs strong, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every vital organ we call into order, divine order, in the name of Jesus. Touch Evangelist Elizabeth Page. We dry up tumors right now in the name of Jesus. The lump on her neck, we dry it up in the name of Jesus. We thank you for shrinking. We break it up. We thank you for the anointing that destroys yokes, oh God. We break up that lump in the name of Jesus. We break it up. We break it up in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come against any sickness in her body. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, heal the Singletary and McCray family, even as they continue to mourn the loss of their mom, oh God. Oh God, you know, touch the hearts of those who are mourning on today. Oh God, you know, hallelujah, where they stand, each and every one of them, Lord. Lord, touch a them. Touch, 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 heal, set free, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Comfort, oh God, strengthen, encourage, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up Kayla Joy Simmons. You said every hair on the head is numbered, oh God. Not one hair should perish. So, Lord, we just thank you for Kayla. We thank you, Lord, for healing. We thank you, Lord, for the turning around. We thank you. We're coming against any malfunction, oh God, in her bodily functions, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we speak to every follicle, every hormone, every cell, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we call her, my God, restored, oh God. Everything that the cankerworm stole, we take it back right now. In the spiritual realm, we come against drug addiction and alcoholism and the lives of Rashida and Ali and anybody else, Father God, Rodney and Darlene and my God and Bo, Lewis, oh God, anybody else, oh God, who's standing in the need of a prayer to be loose from the bondage of addiction, oh God. We pray for those who are listening, who are struggling with addiction, oh God, that you will dry up the desire. Take the taste out of their mouth, oh God. Let take the taste out of their loins, oh God. Let them take the taste out of their belly, oh God. Let them no longer yearn, oh God, for these, oh God, for these addictive substances, oh God. In the name of even sugar addiction, oh God, we pray for your people that you would take it away, God. Anything, cigarettes, oh God, anything, oh God, that's not conducive to the lifestyle that you have established that we should live, oh God. We take away every addiction, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to heal Keon in his jar, oh God. Continue to heal Rashida in her heart, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, lay your hand on them. We bind up the spirit of death right now. In the name of Jesus, offer those who are sick on tonight, who are listening, even to the archives, we bind up the spirit of death, and we speak life. In the name of Jesus, we speak life. We speak life. We speak life. We speak life. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray, Father God, hallelujah, for those, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, who are standing in the need of prayer, oh God. Lord, we lift up Prophet Terrell Turner. We pray for his healing. We come against diabetes right now in the name of Jesus, and we declare him healed, delivered, set free, everything regulated, every cell, every blood cell, in the name of Jesus, every platelet, in the name of Jesus, we call him healed, oh God. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for divine manifestation over the lives of your people. Apostle Tanya Blount, oh God. Apostle Matthew Tillery, our apostle, oh God. We lift these apostles up to you on today. God, you know the mandate that you have given them, oh God. And we thank you and we praise you, oh God, that mandate shall go forth, that there is no weapon formed against your generals that can prosper. Lord, we pray for provision. We pray for protection. Every need met. We pray for more power, oh God. Providential power, oh God. Over territory, eh, God. Every territory that you have them covering, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, that is already done. We pray for Timmy Blake, God, even at the second amputation of his other leg, oh God. Even, Lord, thank you for strengthening him in his spirit, man. Thank you for keeping him, oh God, walking with him and talking with him. Thank you, Lord, that he did not die in the wilderness, but he continues to press forward, God, in the name. Lord, we lift up Renee and Michael Jackson and their children, Al and Mustafa, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way in their lives. Have your way. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing on this prayer line. Lord, we thank you for two of them standing in the gap. You said, well, two or more gather in my presence, that I shall be there. So, Lord, we thank you for even for allowing us to stand in the gap. We pray for God's remnant, oh God, even as they stopped into the chat room, God. We lift up God's remnant to you. Bless that ministry, oh God. Bless their talk, hear their show here on Block Talk Radio. Bless Pastor Larry Sutton, all of our pastor friends, Pastor Williams and Minister Patricia Williams and Pastor Jones, oh God, and Pastor Grizzly, and Lord, bless Pastor Gwendolyn Carson, oh God. Bless Pastor Spaulding, co-Pastor Spaulding, oh God. Bless, oh God, the Talbert, Pastor and Apostle Bishop Talbert, oh God. Bless Pastor Denise Talbert, oh God. Pastor Tawana Thomas, Pastor, oh my God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Pastor Flag, oh God. Pastor and First Lady Flag, Pastor Cooper, oh God. Yeah. Alicia and Harry Cooper, bless the pastors, oh God. Pastor, oh God, Richardson, my God, bless the Richardsons, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, bless the pastors on tonight, God. Oh, the pastors in the covenantal fellowship with Tri-Faith Ministry, bless each and every ministry. Bless prophet, my God, Malik Winstead, oh God. Oh, bless the young prophet, oh God. In the name of Jesus, use them mightily for your glory. Put a hedge of protection around them. Oh, God, we're coming against every weapon that's formed against them. We declare him more than a conqueror. We silence every wagging tongue in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, even as my husband picks up and we continue this prayer line, we say, have your way, God. Lord, we're pouring out. We're on the threshing floor. We're laying on the threshing floor on the behalf of your people, and we say, have your way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to continue to pray. Two things right now. We're just going to interject. If there are any prayer concerns, we're going to ask you to announce that now. Also, if you would like to announce yourself, if you're on the line, you can do that as of right now. But if there are any prayer concerns, please lift that up and we will lift you up to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you for the love, Lord, that you gave, hallelujah, through your son, Jesus Christ. We love you because you first loved us. No greater love than this, than a man to lay down his life for his fellow man. So, Lord, we thank you for your son, that your word says, whomever shall believe in him shall never perish, but shall have eternal life. We thank you that in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. All things were created by him, and without him there was nothing created. The Bible says he was in the world, and the world knew him not. But as many as received him, he made the sons and daughters of the Most High God. So we thank you that if any man or woman is in Christ Jesus, they are a new creation. The old has gone away, and everything, behold, has become new. So, Lord, we thank you for the newness in life. We thank you that we have the ability right now, through your supernatural power, to lay down the sin that so easily besets us tonight. You said through your word to lay down the weight and the sin that so easily beset us. Through your word, Lord, you said us, you told us to go on the narrow road, hallelujah, that leads to life, to come off of the wide road that leads to death. You said in your word, if we would obey, we'll be blessed and spend our days in prosperity and our years with plenty. Hallelujah. You said in your word, Lord, that we will believe, we will have what we say. Hallelujah. If we do not doubt in our hearts, but believe that what we say shall come to pass, we shall have whatsoever we say. So right now, Lord, we're praying in the name of Jesus, and we're making it through our voice, Lord. Hallelujah. Petitions to heaven, because this is the confidence we have, that if we ask anything according to your will, we know that you hear us. And if you hear us, we're going to have what we petition of you. So right now, Lord, we're praying for unity in the church. We're praying for more unity between the churches in the name of Jesus. How could two walk together unless they agree? Your word says we are the body of Christ. So right now, we're praying for a unified front. We're praying that the church, hallelujah, will come on one accord as the first church did at Pentecost, according to Acts chapter 2, and the fire of the Holy Ghost invaded their space, and cloven tongues of fire sat on each believer. Hallelujah. and glory be to God. We thank you, hallelujah, that Pentecost fire is returning to your church. We thank you that revival, hallelujah, is about to break out and break forth in the name of Jesus. We need a Holy Ghost revival in our church today, Lord. So we thank you in the name of Jesus for supernatural manifestation, demonstration coming forth over these next few months in the name of Jesus. Our eyes have not seen, nor have our ears heard, nor has it entered into our hearts what you're going to do to those who look to you. So we thank it, and we thank you right now that you ordained it from the foundation of the world, what we're going to accomplish in this life. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you gave us power to get wealth. Hallelujah. In spite of a recession, you've given us the ability to get wealth. In spite of foreclosure notices and threats, you've given us the ability to get wealth. In spite of having a pink slip and being laid off or having our automobiles repossessed, you've given us the power to get wealth. So we're going to stand on your word. Lord, we need innovative and creativity in our minds tonight. We need to make a way out of no way. So we're asking for you to deposit ideas down into our spirit, to download into our mindset, Lord, something supernatural that has not been thought of yet, that we can earn a healthy, wholesome income in the name of Jesus. We're praying, Lord, for favor with the human resource department, for those looking for jobs, those looking for gainful employment, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for supernatural manifestation of monies, Lord, through benefactors and through influences that you speak to the hearts of those with money. The wealth of the wicked has still been laid up for the righteous. And we thank you in the name of Jesus that there's a transference of wealth. Ah, feel God. There's a transference of wealth going on right now in the supernatural. So, Lord, we thank you that properties is ours. We thank you that we're going to own land. Hallelujah. We thank you for homeowners tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you for business owners tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that entrepreneurial spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, glory be to God, for those who are going out beyond the walls of the church and winning souls for Christ. Your word says he who wins souls is wise. So, Lord, give us the ability to evangelize. Give us, Lord, the boldness and the courage and the fearlessness in this hour that we need to go tell somebody about Jesus and our Savior. Give us in this hour the ability to reach the lost sheep. Give us, Lord, the ability and the fortitude and the desire to win a lost world back to you. Give us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, a passion and compassion for people once again. Give us, hallelujah, by your blood and by your power and through your word, through the grace and faith of Almighty God, that we, your children, would hold up and praise you in this hour in which we're living in. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto us. You said, you shall supply all of our needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. You said through your word that you open up your good treasure to us. So right now, I declare and I decree increase over your people. I declare and I decree abundance over your people tonight. So, Lord, I thank you for the power of prayer. The prayers of the righteous are effective and powerful. So, Lord, I pray for those who are sick. I pray for the sick, Lord. And I speak divine healing over their lives. And I say, Lord, go. You said you sent your word and they were healed. So right now, Lord, my wife continues to pray. As we have a few more moments on this line, I pray that those who are standing in the need of prayer There's power in number, beloved. With two or more gathered, if one can send 1,000 a flight, two can send 10,000 a flight. If you have a prayer need, if you have a prayer concern, please make it known so that we can touch and agree with you. There's power in agreement. Glory be to God. I pray y'all hear the Spirit tonight. There's power in agreement. So, Pastor Prophet.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. We magnify your name. You're worthy, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we're going to open up the phone line and take I believe we have a prayer request. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your hand is raised. Welcome to the prayer line on tonight. Do you have a prayer request?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Hey, Prophetess, this is Nichelle.
God bless you, Prophetess Nichelle. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. My number, I moved. That's probably why you see a different number. But I wanted to ask you to pray. Touch and agree with me. This place, they're trying to, like, charge me all of these fees, and I know that I don't owe them this type of money, so I just want to take that to God in prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name on today. God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you for your woman servant, O God, Prophetess Nichelle, O God. We thank you, Lord, for her life. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that she's been serving you and serving you faithfully, O God. And even as she has moved and made a transition, God, we thank you, hallelujah, that even as she possesses the land, O God, that you're blessed and make her rich, and you add no sorrow with them, O God. So, Lord, we just thank you for divine manifestation, supernatural release of, and debt cancellation in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, even as they, Father God, are trying to charge her extra money, O God, we thank you, Lord, for putting your hand in the middle of that situation and working things out for her good. Lord, you said that you're working in the middle of all situations, working things out for our good, Lord. So I just thank you, Lord. We praise you. We touch and agree on tonight that you have already stepped into the middle of that situation and that you are working it out. So, Lord, thank you. Balance the books, God. Balance the books in the name of Jesus. And let them see even the error, oh, God, that was made, oh, God. And cancel out, Father God, any undue monies, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, anything, Father God, that even Nichelle may, oh, God, hallelujah, even after it's all said and done, after it's all tallied up, if we ask you to go one step further, oh, God, and give her divine favor in the name of Jesus and cancel out, Lord, release, Father God, release, Father God, a supernatural abundance, oh God, and give her divine favor to begin to cancel out every single debt, those that she does not owe, oh God, and then go ahead and cover her debts, oh God, that she does owe with other creditors, oh God, in the name of the Lord. You are the God of more than enough. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, and we are believing you on tonight, God, that you can step in into the middle of any situation and, Lord, provide a miracle. So whatever she needs, even as she has moved, oh God, whether it's rent or lease money, whether it's public service, oh God, the phone company, whatever it is, God, that she needs, we thank you, Lord, that you have already provided, because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So, Lord, we thank you, and we call down blessings from heaven on tonight, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we call down blessings from heaven for this woman of God, for your daughter, the daughter of Zion, O God, in the name of Jesus, for her and her son, Joshua, O God, that you will meet every need, O God. Give them money, more than enough money, O God, more than enough, more than enough. Send money, O God, send money, O God, hallelujah, to meet every need, O God, and cancel out this false debt, God. Cancel it out, Lord. We just ask that you cancel it out, Lord, tonight. And, Lord, we stand in agreement, touching and agreeing with our sister that is already done. So we thank you in advance, oh, God. We thank you in advance for moving on her behalf, oh, God, for giving her favor of divine favor and grace, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we just praise you on tonight in advance. We praise you on this side of the miracle, knowing that it's already done. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Woman of God, you've been faithful with a few things. God says he's going to do much on your behalf. He's going to put you in charge of much, and he's going to move. God's moving on your behalf, so don't worry. Just continue to commit it to God. And he's heard the prayers on tonight, and the prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. So we're standing, my husband and I and the church family are standing in agreement with you that God is going to cancel out this false debt and that things will be cleared, the paperwork will be cleared up for you to have every need met over there in your new place.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we just praise you on tonight, God. We praise you for Pastor Dorothy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the chat room, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing in the woman of God's life. We just ask, Father God, that you would strengthen her on tonight, God, that you would encourage her heart, Lord, even as she's walking through even her own personal transition in the ministry, oh God. We just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Father God, even clearing up strife, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for clearing up strife in the ministry, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for peace, oh God, even in the middle of the storm, God. We thank you for what you're doing, oh God, in her ministry, God. You have called her for this time, an end-time preacher, for an end-time ministry, for an end-time harvest, for such a time as this, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for the work that you're doing in her life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to use her for your glory. Let her not look to the left or to the right. Let her continue to keep her eyes stayed on you, God, knowing that you indeed care for her and that you have met every need of her ministry. God, we just thank you and we praise you for location, God. Well, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, even for her location, God, hallelujah, for where you're planting her. We thank you for laborers, oh God, to work with her, to hold up her arms, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, even for that husband, my God, hallelujah. We just praise you, oh God, for what you're doing, God. You are worthy, you are able, oh God. You can do all things but fail, God. Encourage this servant, in the name of Jesus. Encourage her heart on tonight, God. Oh, God, there are times when she felt like quitting, but, God, we know that you know, God, that she's on the verge of that breakthrough, oh, God. Encourage her heart on tonight, God. Oh, God, lift up her spirits on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Dry every tear, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, oh, God, for the open door on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Have your way, God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Let your will be done, oh God. Even in this pastor's life, oh God. Let your will be done in Pastor Dorothy's life, oh God. In the name of the Lord, you know. You already know. You already know. You already know what you have planned for her. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you in advance for what you're doing in her life. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I drop this word, prophetess Nichelle. God says you're not just a prophetess, you're not just a prophet, but you're a preacher. Hallelujah. God has called you to preach his gospel, and I see it revisits you. You try to push it to the side, and this thing keeps revisiting you. And God says, that is me. It is me speaking, and I have called you to preach my gospel. I have called you to cry loud and spare not. You're a prophetic preacher, a prophet who's a preacher. Hallelujah. Doors. As I was praying for Pastor Dorothy in the chat room, I saw doors opening on your behalf. I saw doors opening, but I saw a whole bunch of distractions, Prophetess Nichelle. I saw a whole bunch of distractions coming to try to stop you, to block your flow. And God is saying, don't let the distractions block your flow, because the distractions are coming to discourage you, to get you to doubt the call that's on your life. And God said, don't let the distractions block your flow, because I have indeed called you. There's some women, some set women. You, I was praying for Pastor Dorothy. I saw it in the chat room, then I saw it over your life as I had put you on hold, on mute. I saw it over your life that there's some women that he has called for such a time as this, to save a nation. my God, to save a nation. So don't let them shut you up is what I'm hearing God say. Don't let the people shut you ladies up, because God is raising up women during this season. There are a lot of men out there already, and they're on the battlefield, but God says he's raising up women. And for us, it's going to be harder. It's going to be harder for you guys, because you're going to, he's going to come. The devil's going to come at you in every direction. That's why you're facing what you're facing, prophetess Nichelle, because the devil is coming at you in every direction. He knows that you are a warrior for Christ. He knows that you're a secret weapon, and he wants to stop you. He wants to cut you off, and he wants to get you so discouraged that you just quit. That you just, and I think I believe I prophesied to this to you months ago that the devil's been on your case for a while. He's been on your case for a while. But you be encouraged and know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Continue to rejoice in God. Continue to trust in God, because he has never failed you and he will not fail you now. So I just thank God. Lord, I thank you for our prophetess Nichelle. God, thank you for her life. I thank you for her ministry. I thank you for what you're going to be doing in her life. And I bind up the hand of Satan right now off of her life and off of her ministry. And I declare that she shall go forth and preach this gospel. She shall go forth and continue to be your prayer warrior. She shall go forth and prophesy in the name of Jesus. No holds barred, that no weapon formed against her can prosper. We destroy every yoke tonight in the name of the Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, for freeing up her finances, my God, in the name of Jesus, so that she won't be distracted, so that she won't have to think about money. Oh, God, that you will even send benefactors, send people to give into her bosom, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for turnaround, that you're turning things around on her behalf in the name of Jesus. We thank you for turnaround, oh, God. We thank you for turnaround. We thank you for turnaround, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that the things are turning in her favor, oh, God, and that her dry season has ended. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just praise you. Hallelujah. We thank you on this side. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, God. You are worthy, oh, God. You are worthy. Hallelujah. You are worthy. Hallelujah. So we just thank you. We pray for her son Joshua, God. Continue to keep him and protect him, oh, God. Continue to walk with him and talk with him, comfort him. We thank you for the gift that's in his belly, that he's a mighty warrior, oh, God. Protect that gift, oh, God. In the name, we put a hedge of protection around him. We cut up the hand of the pervert, the pedophile, and anyone that will want to do him harm in the name of Jesus. And we declare that he shall grow up to be the man of God that you have ordained him to be from his mother. His womb in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. Even as we close up this prayer line, we thank you for those who have come. Even as my husband comes, we just thank you and we praise you for those who have come and those who have joined us. For Sister Nicole, who was here earlier, Lord, continue to do your work in her life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have your way, oh God. Have your way. Even as Pastor Emily comes to close us out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hey, man, I'm just feeling led very briefly these last 3 minutes to pray for mothers. We just came off of Mother's Day, but if you find yourself being frustrated, I pray your strength in the Lord being built up. If your son or daughter is incarcerated, your strength in the Lord being built up. If your son or daughter is in an alternative school or have dropped out or having trouble making the grades, the strength of the Lord be yours tonight. Your son or daughter is caught up in a lifestyle that's unpleasing to God. I pray your strength in the Lord. Look to God, mother. If you find yourself as a single parent, motherhood is a wonderful thing. God needs mothers. He needs praying mothers. And you got somebody out here praying for you, mother. So continue to raise that child. Continue to try to raise those children. God will make a way out of no way. And every tear. Sometimes weeping may endure for a night, but there is joy that has your name on it that's come up, going to come up with the sunshine. So be encouraged tonight. Every mother be encouraged. Know that we're praying for you over at New Creation Church. Know that Pastor Rebecca and myself, we love all mothers, and God is with you, mother. So I pray everyone had a blessed, happy Mother's Day this past weekend. I pray that you got a word that's going to carry you through the season that you're in. But I'm led to just pray for mothers. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know what every mother is in need of. Father God, you said in your word that you'll be there for them. So I pray for every mother right now that you make a way out of no way, supply all of her needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Strengthen her, encourage her, put the right people in the right place at the right time. Thank you for resources. Thank you for breakthrough and favor, even with housing and programs, government programs, and education, scholarships, automobile, finances, loans, everything mothers need. Lord, I pray right now, and I seal it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, that's the end of our 1 hour prayer, and we just thank God for everybody who tuned in. Receive these prayers over your own life. Know that God is not slack in his promises concerning you. God promised you some things, and he shall bring it to pass. So just know that God loves you, and so do we over at New Creation Christian Ministries International Church. Know that we won't be having service tomorrow. Pastor Anthony and I have a very important meeting, but we will be back next week for our midweek service right here at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on the online campus. So God bless you all. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Peace.
There's only one. If you know there's only one, make some noise.